Some breaking news this afternoon from the Federal Reserve. The Fed has announced it is raising interest rates for the third time this year, a quarter point to between 1.25 and 1.5%. Another sign the Fed believes the economy is improving. Joining us now is Diane Swonk of DS Economics. She's in Chicago. And Diane, what is your reaction to this and what does it mean for the economy?
Well, I think the biggest issue is what the Fed is sort of expecting going forward, and also the two dissents that accompanied this. We saw the Neil Kashkari of the Minneapolis Fed and Charlie Evans here in Chicago both dissent against this because there's a split within the Fed of the concern that inflation has not picked up even as the economy has. And in fact, the Fed's own forecasts show 2.5% for next year. That's a big move up from what their forecast was last time at 2.1%. We frankly are in a just a better part leaping off into 2018 to have better growth. We have some self-feeding momentum. You don't even need a tax cut to get there. But that said, it's at 2.5%, lower unemployment, goes below that 4% threshold, but no acceleration in inflation. And this is the conundrum that the Fed is feeling is part of the Fed is saying, hey, you know what, we've still not had that rise in inflation and wages are still stagnating. Perhaps we shouldn't be raising rates. Well, another part of the Fed is very concerned that actually conditions, we've seen asset prices continue to rise, and credit conditions continue to ease, even as they've raised rates five times now.
Well, and when you look at the stock market right now, which has just been on a tear, the unemployment rate down very low, lowest in many, many years, is there fear at the Fed that the economy is overheating?
Well, there's fear that asset prices are overheating. We're not seeing it in inflation yet, and that's where sort of the dichotomy is. The same thing's happening in Germany and Japan, I might add, is that they have even tighter labor markets, are not getting the wage acceleration and are not getting the inflation, similar to us. So it seems to be a global phenomena. That said, there is overheating in asset prices, and the Fed is concerned about that. They're also concerned about commercial real estate. So it's going to be very difficult for, this is sort of where Governor Powell, when he becomes Chair Powell, is going to have to corral the cats next year between the tension of fearing asset price bubbles, wanting to raise rates more aggressively and lean against the wind, and on the flip side of it, not snuff out a recovery that's not yet delivered on wages.
Now, this was the last meeting for Janet Yellen as chair of the Fed. She's actually speaking right now. I just want to give our listeners a sense of what's going on at this moment.
Next year, and 2% in 2019 and 2020.
So this is her last meeting as chair of the Fed. Diane Swonk, what do you think of the job that she's done?
You know, Chair Yellen has brought to the job. She's gone through, started her career in the 1970s during stagflation, became a governor again in the 1990s, and went through that entire shift where literally at one point in time we had help wanted ads saying help wanted, pulse required, and then went through the crisis and now has gotten the economy through that crisis era policies, gotten us to abandon those, and reminded us that the unemployment rate is not a summary statistic in and of itself. She brought humanity to the job, clarity and insight, saying that, listen, the unemployment rate has fallen. We're excited about that, but there's still too many people on the sidelines. And she really, when she talked about a dashboard, when she looked at that, she was willing to, under all those different environments, not be an ideologue, shift with the economy, and keep the focus on what's most important, and that's individuals and how we're all doing at an individual level, not just those overall summary statistics.
That's Diane Swonk, founder of DS Economics in Chicago. Diane, thank you.
Thank you.